Begin the current daf Masechet Zeirim and daf Yutes. Begin on the base. Begin the Tes the Masa. Begins with the Gemara Shehin Kes Amos, which is around 10 amos. The Gemara had this Machlekes Remei and Yehuda regarding what's the distance you could have the gap between the Yumd and the side post. Now, what bothering Tes is the save of the Brisa. That why does the Tana tell us that amount? We know if you tell me each one how much they are, and you tell me how many cows are going to be. So why do you have to say like the Tes the Masa Shehin Kes Amos that that's the amount? We know the amount. That's his taste is leishayach mefer. He can't ask the classic question that minyan slash minyan. You coming to tell me the amount? Can the parak come in the kedushin? If you find come on the first parak kedushin, I've been zayin because kim to lehashmein minyan paris. Because here the brayso doesn't tell you the amount of cows there are. If it would have told you the amount of cows, I'm going to tell you how much each one is. You would know. But since it doesn't tell you, so therefore the brayso had to tell you what the total amount is. Shnei says the amount begins with the gemara, but boishteim esrei. If the pit is 12 amos, kulam leplegin knows going to disagree that you're going to have to go ahead and make. For yourself, more pshutin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, which Tais actually points out, Hava Motzel Minka, the Gemara could have said, to be precise, Bavoy Achas Esu Vishlisha Mashu, if the pit is at least 11 and a third amas and a little bit more, then together with the two amas you have to add on either side, it's going to be an area where it's going to be more than 13 and a third, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then, but says Tais, but Vilaydok, but it was not precise, because it wanted to give you a clear-cut number, not something as 11 and a third and a little bit more, but technically that would be the amount that, according to everyone, you would have to have shoot. Next says the master begins with the Gemara, Rapapa Bryce Lishmele. Papa, he didn't hear the Bryce, which the Gemara had said, well, what's Rapapa teaching? It says in the Bryce, he didn't hear the Bryce. That bothers Tyson, says, but Vod Mishani Lael, but this that the Gemara previously said, and answered, a Bryce around the Bryce. Regarding Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, like 13, like 14. And the Gemara says, no, it wasn't that amount. So Papa said, oh, it means to say, Yisiris HaShleish Esrei. That's what Papa, who was explaining, he meant that, yeah, because it's more than 13 and doesn't get to 14. So wait a second. That sounds like that he knew the Brisa because he actually was interpreting the Brisa. That's his taste. The bus of the Shaman, that's after he heard it, which we said in our Gemara, they asked him. He says, what do you mean? It's a Brisa. Then he heard it and then he interpreted the Brisa. But you're right, before he didn't know, like our Gemara says over here. The next is the master begins with the Gemara of Emes, and if that's the case, Zuhi Mechitza Bezuhi Mechitza Bebaili, it shouldn't say Zuhi Pasta Bezuhi Mechitza, it should say this is a Mechitza and that is a Mechitza. Now, that is regarding, because the Gemara had these different questions, the Bayan asked from Rabba. And one of the questions was, according to Yehuda, when it's more than 13 and a third, which he never speaks about Pshutin, do you make Pshutin or do you make Diyumdin? So the Gemara wanted to prove that obviously, according to Yehuda, you're going to make a pshutin. Because if you think you would extend the diyumdin, then diyumdin itself is going to be a mechitza. You can't call it that this is pasen and that's diyumdin. Obviously, that you're going to be making pshutin. Now, Tosfos asks kasha, it's difficult. Why? Because the halacha here, pshitle, it's obvious to Rabba, the halacha is diyumdin adifim pshutin. That extending the diyumdin is better than the pshutin. And that's what the words are. Like, oh, that's going to be a mechitza. So you can't call this is passing that mechitza to explain Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, oh, wait a second, you can't compare that it's that why here I hold it is limited to basis time and other places. It's not, because that's mechitza here, it's passing. And so, well, passing, you're calling it passing? I would only be eligible to be called this inferior passing if it's actually the single board. But the double boards that are extended, that's going to be mechitza. So it sounds like mechitzas are better. Problem is, Leil, the previous Gemara's question that I asked from Rabbi Levi, Remei, when we discussed regarding Remei being more than 10, that they were asking, oh, does he have to require pshutin or could he be married to the diyumdin? Masmali, because it sounds like the opposite. It sounds like actually the pshutin are better than the diyumdin. How do we resolve that? Well, that's the something you could say is like this. Hillel Boi, the previous question, they were discussing that even if you're extending the double post, but year parts of Ruby, you're still going to have more breached area than a closed area. Ah, does pshutin adifi? Then yes, the single post is going to be better because the ikakatei. Then at least you'll have more of a recognition to see that, oh, there's a gap, there's a stop gap somewhere in the middle, because it's very inferior anyways. It's such a breached area, so it's better to have something in the middle. Abul Hachai, Rabbi Yehuda, this question regarding Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch of Harbor, we're talking about where it's very wide. Shemnarcha Diyumna, where if you're extending the double post, Yehoyim Meru, we're going to have more closed area than breached area. Because that's exactly what the Gemara's discussion is. They were saying. Yeah, they were telling Rabbi Yehuda, which is where we're bringing this raya from. Yeah, it's a mighty, don't you agree with Dir Vasar Mokza by the pen and the pen in the city and the backyard? Shafilabas Yudkor and Ayasa Mutta, that even if it's more 10 kor and even more, it's going to be permitted, which that's obviously saying how big it is. That's going to be Ayme Meruba, because you're extending the double post so much because you have to, it can't have such big gaps and you're closing it by making such big side posts. by the double post, ah, lekach parok shaper. That's why that the rabbi says as a question to say according to Yehuda, if you would think to say that you're extending the double post, zumechitza v'zumechitza m'bayle, then Rabbi Yehuda's wording shouldn't have been zupasan zumechitza because no, it's a mechitza because you're having oimim meruba l'paritz. And that's where, we're saying that Yumna is going to be better than the Pasin, because it's going to be Mechitza Gemur, contrary by the first case with the Meir, where then it was going to be part of Meruba, then Pasin was better than Mechitza.